This is an Asian Pop Radio podcast. Hear more by subscribing to Asian Pop Radio on iTunes or head to AsianPopRadio.com to see more.
Asian Pop Radio, Mike here. You haven't heard me for a long time, but I'm back. You guys know that I've been living in South Korea for quite a while.
And yeah.
With that being said, we're really excited to be having these guys on right now. As of yesterday, I checked 1.75 million subscribers on YouTube, and they're on the last leg of their 2017.
Subscribers ain't nothing but a number, man.
But it does show you how far you guys have definitely gone.
No, I'm thankful, yeah, for sure.
On my left is Andrew Fung, and on my right is AB, one half of the Fung Brothers,
yep.
And Co.
Yep. What's up?
Yo, real quick to introduce AB. AB is our friend, co-host, and he also works on the film side, too.
Yeah, started off in post.
Yeah, he started editing with us, editing for us in LA. We met him, we just became cool, became homies. He actually, since then, moved back to Philadelphia, where he's from.
Oh, fantastic.
And then, since then, every time we go travel to Asia, man, AB is the guy to bring out.
Yeah, fantastic, yeah.
Yeah, it's been fun. It's been a good trip, man. It's we're kind of ending the tour in Australia. I actually have family out here, so it's kind of good to be back.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, awesome. So how is your...
AB will also represent the Southeast Asian side of things. He's Vietnamese. And
yeah, you know, absolutely, guys. Well, I guess my first question is, how you guys been? I mean, it must be quite exhausting. You guys have just got off the flight a couple days ago, if I'm correct?
Just yesterday.
Just yesterday night. Yeah.
10 p.m., yeah.
Yeah, 10 p.m. we got into Melbourne from Jakarta. It was a rough flight just because we had to go to KL first and then from KL. Not going to shout out to the airline, but it wasn't as comfortable as we thought. But anyways, sure. But no, overall, the tour has been cool. It was a tour that we've been meaning to do because last year we actually came out to Asia, but we didn't hit up as many countries as we wanted to.
Mainly focused in China, right?
Yeah, it was mainly focused in China because we were really looking at the hip hop scene out there. And since then, it's actually funny. It's blown the F up.
Mm. Yeah.
Like, you know, with the whole rap show that they have and Higher Brothers and everything like that. But what we wanted to do, I'd never been to Seoul. We had never been to Tokyo. I'd never been to Thailand, never been to Indonesia. So we wanted to hit up Bangkok and Jakarta on the way back and Australia. So... it's just been a really cool tour, filming a lot of videos, meeting a lot of people. I love the people we've been meeting and connecting with, and that just goes to show me that next time we come out here, we are even going to have more fun, and it's even going to be a stronger tour.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, as of this moment now, it's the weather's not looking quite fantastic outside, so I mean, it's going to be hard to kind of go out there, but it should change in about 5 minutes or so.
Yeah, that's what I heard.
Yeah, we heard that you guys just get all the seasons in one day out here.
Yeah, yo, absolutely.
Earlier today, actually, we were supposed to go skydiving over in Yarra Valley.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, but they postponed it because of the weather. Uh-huh. Obviously, you know, you should not jump in bad weather, but we were really looking forward to it, and I was just like, dang. So
hopefully that happens, though. Hopefully that happens tomorrow.
I think it'll
clear up.
I haven't heard back from them yet, though, but skydiving is going to be, that's on the bucket list for sure.
Yeah, definitely. To start off, Andrew, you and your brother have been making content since 2007.
Yeah, me and David
2011, Fung. Sorry, mm-hmm. If I'm correct. How much have you and your brother grown since then, and how has your channel developed since that time?
Man, grown personally and even just as brothers a lot, you know. Anytime you work with somebody you're so close to, someone that you grew up with that closely, where you live and you work together, you end up spending a lot of time together. And I think we've learned a lot from each other, and especially from him. You know, he's the older one. He definitely has a little bit more wisdom than I do. So, of course, you know, shout out to David. You know, we wouldn't be where we're at definitely without him. And it's unfortunate he's not out on this trip. He's actually in New York helping our partners on a restaurant that we're starting in New York.
Oh, fantastic.
So it's very cool. Yeah, I've been that's also like something that people have been asking. I'm like, yo, I'll let you know, like we're opening something in New York. We're helping, we're one of the partners, so I'm excited about it. But grown as people a lot, man. What we kind of want out of life has even evolved. You know, you start off in YouTube, and we started kind of old, after I graduated college already, that's when I started making videos really. So then we moved down to LA and then kind of did our thing. And even back then, when we had gotten to the YouTube game, as you would say, I felt like we were already like phase two or phase three at that point, and now it's probably like on a phase seven or eight.
Explain the phases to them.
The phases, it's just kind of like a way to describe like eras of YouTube, and I kind of describe them by who's the hottest at that time. Like we are kind of in the Ricegum Jake Paul phase.
Oh wow, fantastic.
Or Casey Neistat.
That's a pretty good
phase
to be in, right?
Yeah, it's a good phase, but it also means that you're phases back, like we're phases older.
Sure.
Because you know, there's like the Wong Fu Tim De La Ghetto, as far as speaking of just the Asian standpoint, you know, phase. Not that it's not like these guys are not doing it anymore, but as far as like the peak and how they defined YouTube at that time, like no longer do I think even people like us or Wong Fu or Tim define YouTube right now.
I think it's the
Jake Pauls and the Rice Gums and Casey Neistat.
Yeah,
but after now, it's gonna move on to something else, and it's gonna be phase. I don't know. Put a number on it, like 9, 10.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. Well, I mean, I guess on that note as well. I mean, you like you said, YouTube was kind of a fresh thing back then. Obviously, 2011, a little bit early, obviously as well. How has your audience changed, and how has the landscape of YouTube changed since that time?
Even since AB started working with us, it's definitely already changed. And I don't know, why don't you share with
you? Nah, I feel like since we started, the videos were focused on different topics. Now we're just doing more lifestyle and vlogs, and you know, the content's changed and it evolves. As you know, I feel like we did a lot of, well, when we started, the hits we made were,
I feel like actually when you started working with us, I wouldn't say he's necessarily the catalyst, but definitely he is a marker of, I think the content changing a little bit. I think the demographics changed a little bit, like when we started working with Richie a lot more, because it was working with Richie, our good friend, you know, Richie Lee, first of all, he's become a great YouTuber now. We were able to do a lot more lifestyle stuff, but when it was just mostly me and David only, we were making a lot more of like the lists and stuff like that, which they're
very popular,
which
videos.
Were great. Yeah. I want to do more of them, but I think that I'll be honest, some of those lists, they just took a really, really long time.
Oh yeah, editing
to
them.
Make. Yeah,
editing them took,
dude,
man,
editing,
well over,
writing it.
Well,
I mean, those were
weeks.
The things that we actually would script out probably like 60 to 75%, and those are like 12-minute long videos. We'd cut them down from 20 minutes, and it's like those were like exposés, like on types of people. And I think that the reason why people still talk to us about them, because at that time we were only putting like one video out a week, and we didn't have any videos ahead of us, so we were just scrambling and busting our butts to like for hours and weeks editing something. And we had these guys like living in a house with us. They were young college students, you know, shout out to Jeff, Tim, and Joe. And they would bust, you know, their backs like doing that, you know. So it was just a different time and the energy was different. But those are things I still want to talk about. Like all these topics that we talked about back then, aside from all the sneaker stuff and everything like that, like I don't only have to talk about sneakers. That's not the only thing that defines me. I love talking about culture. I still want to analyze people. I still want to analyze parents. I still want to talk to people on the street. And we're still doing some of those videos, but I think it's just not in, it's not making up the majority of our videos. You know?
Yeah.
Now people are like, oh, you're like a food channel. I'm like, I like to think of it as a culture travel channel, but I get it. You know, like things have just changed, I guess. I don't know how to say it.
So is it fair to say that like you guys focus on food, urban culture?
More so now than we used to, yes. And I would say our demographic.
Yeah.
Used to be a little bit more female for sure.
Absolutely. Yeah. So something you do touch upon is quite a bit is Asian culture. What are some of the great ways Asian culture has made its mark on the US in your opinion, given it's such a melting pot of cultures, you know?
Man, that's a huge question. I love that question for like five different reasons, but it's gonna take me a minute to answer it.
You're, I like, think you got a lot to say.
What
talk about that
impact
a lot.
Has Asian culture made in America?
Absolutely, yeah.
Man. Yo, I got to just name drop things that come to mind. I mean, first of all, you're talking about a lot of people don't know that a lot of the first Asians were Filipino, Japanese, Chinese, predominantly. And in the beginning, like 100 years ago, that's who like even made it to America. And just, I feel like, things, all right, so let's just say there's, I believe, and I want to check this, but I remember, like, there's more Panda Expresses than there are McDonald's, actually.
Really?
In I think that's, do I want to say that? I feel like it's true. Someone told me
let's pretend.
And there's a lot of Panda Express.
Yeah, okay.
There's a lot of, like, what people think is, you know, Chinese food or food cooked by Chinese people. I think that even, let's going back at borrow words in English, there's actually a lot of Asian words that, became English words that started as Asian words, like ketchup. Yeah. That actually comes from Cantonese people.
Yeah,
Yeah. And so like that's the root of it. Obviously, what we know as ketchup is not what the Cantonese were eating. Yeah. But just for example, that's one little thing. And so it's like, I don't know. There's just been, whether it's the railroads or like a lot of the farms, you know, back in the day were Japanese owned. And then every moving forward into the role that Asians play in society nowadays, whether it's being like just being employees or the brains behind a lot of stuff and the art behind a lot of stuff. And man, there's just like, I think, and I will say this, I think Asians do get socially underrated.
Oh, absolutely.
For sure. Yeah. For what they contribute to America. Yeah. And I hate to like talk about like, oh, contribution, like you can quantify it. There's like, what can you quantify? I just saw lightning. That's
lit. That's really cool.
Lit. So it's hard to quantify, and it's like, I don't want to start like comparing and all this stuff. It's really like a slippery road to go down. Plus, it's very confusing. But man, I don't know. Asians contributed a lot, man. It's hard. I really don't have a good answer. That was not a good answer.
No, that's
it wasn't.
It's confusing. It's confusing.
I can't process, wrap it all up.
Yeah.
AB, if you have anything to say, man, jump in.
I'm waiting to bounce off what you're saying, but man, I'm already telling you, it's confusing being Asian American sometimes.
Well, I guess I'll lead it off. So you guys would probably agree that Asian culture is more relevant now in this time
than it was back Asia's in the more day. Relevant.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Whenever Asia is relevant, Asian, it trickles down to Asian Americans. This is actually one point that I think I'll go off what you said.
Yeah.
Is like, I think what a lot of Asian Americans, and just speaking from an Asian American standpoint, but this happens to any Asians in any Western country.
Yeah.
Like Australia.
Yeah.
Or Britain or Canada. Like when Asia is strong, you know, we do get treated differently. Now, sometimes it turns, it can, a certain, you know, situation by situation, it can be like you get treated worse because some people don't like the image of the, you know, the native Asians, you know, the ones that are like from Asia. But I would say that generally, you know, when Asia is coming up, you know, we do come up too.
Yeah.
Because to be honest, the Asian American population is pretty small. Yeah. Like I was looking at the Melbourne and Sydney stats, they're like, what, 24% and 28% respectively?
Yeah.
Asian in those cities? That's very Asian. Mm. That's like some of the most Asian colleges in America are that percentage, right? Yeah. And then in America, if you count everybody that might be considered Asian, I think it's only like 5.5%, 6%.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that is very low, yeah.
Yeah. So think about it. It's like, we're just a small portion. And then actually a lot of Asians in America, English is not their first language.
Yeah.
Think of how many international people, all of our parents, a lot of the immigrants. So you think of actually what you think of as Asian Americans, people who are native English speakers that are full Asian descent, like, is very, very small.
Yeah.
Very small. Yeah. But I think we do pretty well for ourselves, too.
Yeah.
I do feel like Asian Americans are coming up in a way, even on like a, maybe just on a food level, like pho blowing up everywhere, and you're starting to see that even here.
A lot of chefs.
The food, I feel like the food helps push the culture also, because it's very trendy now in all over the world.
Yeah. Yeah, and I guess to sort of piggyback off that question, I guess one of the main reasons why people do love watching your videos is because of food. Do you guys consider yourselves as foodies? And what cuisine have you guys been most pleasantly surprised with during your experience, you know, filming and whatnot?
I will say this. I am not, if you go to my Instagram, you probably can't tell how big of a foodie I am.
Yeah.
Because we actually more film the food and I don't like post that many pictures of it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because I know there's a lot of food bloggers out there that only post food and I'm like,
yeah.
You won't actually find a lot of food on my
I guess there's two different segments of it though.
Oh, yeah. Food, for sure.
Yeah. Food bloggers.
I consider a foodie somebody who tries a lot of different foods, likes trying new foods, and has a lot of thoughts and opinions on it. Other than that, just because you eat food and take photos of it, I don't think it necessarily means you're a foodie. But then again, I'm not going to try to be some foodie purist here. I don't really care. Do you?
Yeah, as long as they like to eat and they enjoy it and share it, you're a foodie to me.
But true. I just feel like if you can't have a conversation like about food and how things taste, and if you don't make an effort to figure out what might be in that dish, even like the slightest effort, you know, it's just like streetwear or any like sneakers right now. You can cop all the sneakers and all the streetwear, but if you have no idea what you're wearing, why you're wearing it, where it comes from,
you're doing it wrong.
That's how I feel.
Well, I mean, I have the firm belief as well that, you know, the the most kind of the international language of everybody is food. Mm-hmm. It does bring us all together. Yeah, it does, you know, it is something we talk about, something we can all gather around, you know, whether you hate someone, you love someone, kind of, it brings us all together.
Everybody got to eat. Everybody has to sleep, but there's not really that many different types of sleep. It's not like I have my different type of sleep than you. Yeah. But yeah, definitely like food is a thing that everybody can enjoy. And I feel like, you know, reaching out, like if you want to make friends with a new neighbor, you know, I don't know about if people still do it nowadays, but I remember back in the day, you would give food to your neighbor and like bake him a cake or give him some food from your culture or something, you know, like.
We've been getting a lot of food from the from our friends out here in Australia. Yeah. Oh my God, the Tim Tams.
Dude, I love, Hell. Yeah, shout out to Howe and those guys at the Sneaker Laundry. But I mean like food is the best way to show somebody your culture right off the bat.
Yeah.
It's like the most unoffensive. You don't got to have like a weird, deep conversation about culture and where it comes from and all that stuff. You just give them the food first.
Like, here, try this.
And I would say I've been surprised, and after eating a lot of food, at seeing like the similarities across cultures of certain foods. And I've been shocked. I found like I went to this Nigerian restaurant. They have fried rice.
Yeah.
And I was like, I wouldn't have thought of that. You know, so I was like, wow, mind blown. Like where, and it makes you kind of wonder like, yo, where did all this and this come from? You know?
Yeah.
Kind of leads you to more questions.
Oh yeah, definitely more questions. I will spin off from that one though. I mean, you have worked with your brother for such a long time and you guys do have, both of you have quite a charismatic presence on camera. Is there any benefits to you with working with your brother? What kind of chemistry is it like working, I guess, together on camera? What do you guys have any arguments per se? Not to cause any rifts or anything, but, does it get a little bit?
I mean, of course, I think when you're two adults, there's stuff you disagree on, but we generally get over it and find a solution really quickly. I think the family members that can't work together are those who argue and fight but don't find a real solution. While sometimes fighting can stop the argument, but that doesn't solve the argument. You know what I mean? So I think we always find a way to solve the argument. So it's not really a big deal. But yeah, there's certain times during filming, you know, because you know, we take what we do pretty seriously. So, but nah, nothing too bad. I mean, obviously,
I feel like David really drives. He has his way of driving. I've been working with both of them, and this is the first time I've worked with Andrew just kind of on his own. He's traveling on his own this time around. Usually David's around too, like last year, but you know, this time seeing Andrew work alone, he's been driving it, you know, in his own way, and I feel like you know, there's a different dynamic to it, and we still get, you know, a lot of the production done. But, you know, not having David there, it brings a different element to it.
Yeah. For sure. What
pros and cons, like, it's not a bad thing that
you're
here.
No, I feel you. And I'm pretty okay with saying that, like, for sure. I think David not being in the videos, we miss something, for sure. He's, like, he's the smartest one, for sure.
Yeah.
Like, he thinks...
He's always got something to say,
he thinks
for sure.
The most, man. Yeah. And this is it's a good thing. It's a good thing. And sometimes I feel like he doesn't get the appreciation for it. But I will say that right now, and this is probably, I've been meaning to say this, but I'm doing an interview right now. So yeah. So David is, driven a lot on the channel. So it's kind of like my time to drive things a little bit more, as David, wants to venture off and do other things as well, you know, and we venture off to do other things for together, whether it's the restaurant thing, obviously, you know, when I tell people, yo, we're helping open a restaurant in New York, that's a lot of work.
It's a lot of thinking.
That's a lot of time. Work, yes. So what is actually going to happen? And this is the first time we've actually announced this, I guess, because it's been a conversation, but it's like, yeah, I'm going to be doing more of the channel moving forward.
Oh, wow.
He will be on it for sure. Yeah. David's still in the video.
You guys gonna be in New York together.
I'm gonna be in New York. We're gonna live together in New York. By the way, I'm moving back to New York. Yeah. So
you guys seem to be moving everywhere.
Yeah.
We've been learning a lot. Okay. It's been a transition period. But I understand a lot of people are like, oh, why you guys move? You guys don't know. I'm like, listen, man, we're just trying to figure out life. Okay. That's what everybody's trying to do. But I'm moving back to New York with David pretty soon, and you guys were gonna find that out anyways. And then I will be driving more of the channel.
Yes.
But David will still be there and obviously and everything like that. Man. So it's still fun.
I'm kind of curious when these videos come out. It's just me, you, and just the different co-hosts. It's going to be interesting.
It's going to be funny because so David had to go back early to help with the restaurant, right? And so it left me and AB. And we're like, cool, like I think me and AB, you know, we have fun together on camera. We know how to get stuff done. We know how to convey information. You know, we vibe. But yeah, it is like all of a sudden now AB is now the Fung cousin.
I'm the unofficial Fung cousin. Yeah, I've been like accidentally tagged as David Fung because I'm always with him now.
Yeah.
I'm just like,
no,
okay,
but like, you know, some, you know, not all fans, you know, some people who they don't, it's not clear that he's not David Fung to some people. Yeah.
You know, we both got a little stocky build. That's why.
But yes, AB is not David, by the way. Please.
Yeah, don't get that confused.
Yeah,
he is his own
person. Tang Mup. Yes. Add him on IG. Yeah.
Hey.
It's going to be like Andrew and AB.
Yeah, Andrew and AB. So I've been trying to introduce AB.
Definitely, yeah.
It's going to be funny to see how many videos we have together, me and Justin.
There's a lot, man.
That's tough. There's probably like, I don't know, 15.
So we can expect, obviously, in the coming months and whatnot, a lot more videos with you two on your world tour.
Yeah. So previously there was videos a lot with me, David, and AB.
Last year.
It ended after, but on this trip, Tokyo was the last city that David was in. Okay. So since then, Beijing, Hong Kong, Bangkok, Jakarta, and all of Australia is just me and AB.
Oh, fantastic. So, well, we can't, I think everybody can't wait for those videos. I mean,
they're gonna be exciting. We're doing some stuff.
A lot of new things.
We're doing some stuff you haven't seen us do before, okay?
Well, it seems you guys share quite a lot of accolades all together, you know, you and your brother, you and AB, everybody. But do you guys have any individual kind of achievements that you guys hold on to yourselves? Or do you guys just share that kind of all around and you guys know that?
I feel like we mesh really well, just especially like growing up in Philly. It's interesting to see that I get along with guys from Seattle into the same type of culture, same type of style. And I don't know, it's been interesting working with them for sure, just coming from Philadelphia and hanging out with these guys. They're completely different upbringing, but similar in ways as far as like sharing the same values.
I don't know, man. We have a pretty good history and pretty good chemistry with Swaggy Vietnamese guys. So Richie being
Richie.
By the way, it's funny. When AB's first started being in some videos, because he's also Vietnamese, some people did try to call you like the bootleg Richie, which is not true.
Yeah, no,
they're different people, but it's just funny.
It's funny. I'm like. Yeah. Hey, that's a good comment. Trolling me hard.
I can't up it though, but since then you haven't gotten that comment recently.
I don't know, it was just one commenter, but I was like, you know what? I give him that. It was a good troll.
Yeah. I think the way we grew up, you know, at the end of the day, we share a lot of similar like background, and I think the environment wasn't exactly the same, but the things we were into growing up and the humor is the same, and kind of like how we want to live life is similar, you know, like the exciting, we want to live exciting lives, you know?
So, yeah, for sure.
It's cool. And I'm glad. And I would say another thing, this is just kind of random, but I would say like a lot of the people, whether Richie or you, AB, is like, and us, we were all kind of raised by like older parents.
Yeah.
Like our parents were kind of old when they had us. Mm. So I don't know. And that kind of keeps us, what I think happens sometimes with that, from where I've talked to people from, it's like you kind of hold on to those traditional values a little bit.
Oh yeah, for sure.
But you still want to like be a modern 2017 wavy kid, you know, and have fun.
Yeah, I hold a lot of the traditional values.
But
you're
very traditional. I mean, his parents run a pho shop. His family does, and he
in Philadelphia.
He runs it too. So it's like, I mean, that's a traditional business.
Oh yeah, you got to keep the recipes traditional. That's what people want. Yeah,
you're the family. You know, it's based in.
Keep the secrets in. Yeah.
For
family,
sure. I feel like, you know, speaking about that, just being born like with older parents, I was like, man, I must be a freedom baby. They came over to America and had me.
That's a celebration.
Yeah.
We made it.
Exactly.
Baby.
Yeah, absolutely. I guess a sort of side question before we get to our last question. AB,
more questions.
We'll wrap it up soon. Don't worry. AB, how is the sort of transition for you going going from kind of the behind the cameras to in front of the cameras been for you?
Oh, it's been interesting because, you know, I always worked in post-production. I started off doing sports with the Philadelphia Eagles, and I just never thought I'd be in front of the camera. And then these guys kind of just were like, hey, man. I remember the first time I met them, they were interviewing me just for the post-production job, and they're just like, you sure you're not like a YouTuber yourself? And I was like, no, I've never tried it. And then I just learned a lot working with them and just getting the same vibe and just seeing how they work. And I was like, yeah, well, why not?
I got to give some credit to, your channel out of stock in T-Train Kicks.
Oh, man. My channel's not lit yet. It's starting up.
The reason I want to shout out to T-Train and what you guys do is that I felt like since we first started working together in L.A. and you got a little taste in front of the camera, and then you moved back to Philly, and then you do the channel, or you were doing the channel with T-Train. And
that's my nephew,
And then you got better at it.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
And you were like, yo, you found your voice in video, and then now when we do videos together, it just flows.
Yeah, it's definitely weird going like as a camera guy and post-production guy and then just going in front of camera. I was like, oh, man. I'm always thinking about the post process. So I'm just like,
I think anybody can do it, man.
Yeah, for sure.
I think anybody can do it. I think anybody who's got that natural charisma and people who vibe with each other, that's the most important.
If you
vibe together, I mean, of course you need that charisma and stuff, but if you vibe with someone, you can make a video with them.
Yeah.
That's what I believe in. That's why one thing that I like to pat ourselves on the back about is that we have been able to put so many different people in our videos. Yeah. A lot of people, shout out to how they do it, but they pretty much only work with like the same like two or three friends.
Yeah.
Which I understand.
Yeah.
But we have always featured a lot of people. We always wanted to help people out, put them on. They helped us in our video. You know, am I best friends with every single person I've ever filmed a video with? No, but we're all cool with each other. I've enjoyed the time. Sometimes we became great friends with it. Sometimes we do the video and it's like, cool, we'll collab some other time and then that's it. But yeah. I think people should give us credit for being able to vibe
there,
with a
there's
lot of
always
people.
A good takeaway from it. Like people like to see the process and they're like, oh, well, you know, that's how they do it. Yeah. Like we were just working with the guys at Sneaker Laundry and even they have their channel out here in Melbourne and they're just like, oh, it's interesting to see how you guys work. They're like, man, you guys are really loud.
Yeah, we're very loud. I mean, you just have to look at me and I'm the epitome of loudness. Huh?
Yeah.
And we just want to work with a lot of different people, and I think everybody has value in front of the camera.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, anybody who has something to say. Yeah. Like, there's always a topic there that an interesting conversation that you can have.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
So I'm running long, man.
No, that's all right. That's all right.
I like interviews, man.
We're down to our last question anyway. I mean, it'd be a miss for me to not end it with this question here. Are there any artists you got, any Asian artists that you guys are particularly interested in, or are there... put it in this way, what's on your playlist right now? Your song playlist.
Oh, that's a good question.
I think the first question was better. I'll answer the first question.
Okay, sure.
Other artists, like Asian artists, because my playlist, I don't have like the most specific playlist. I have people who I look into. But I think the first, going to the first question, you know, we worked with the Higher Brothers recently, last year, and to see them grow, you know, it has been amazing. You know, they're like the most popular underground rap group out of China ever to the outside world. And then shout out to Doughboy, our friend out of Hong Kong. As far as Asian artists, man, I like some Asian Americans coming up, but they're not necessarily from like the Asian American scene. Like this guy, Shada Spence, coming out of New Jersey.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He's cool.
Yeah.
I think he's doing it. There's a bunch of like rappers that I feel like they're not part of the same scene, which I kind of wish they were.
Yeah.
But I understand why it can't be that way.
Yeah.
But I just there's a lot of artists out there that are doing the thing. CL's cool, and shout out to my friend Wenji. She's doing it out of Beijing right now. She's being like a Mando pop star.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And she got a hit out there.
Good people.
Yeah.
I would say even shout out to the guys at Titanium, man. They're still doing it, and then they're actually like expanding their brand and expanding their line, and it's good to see guys that, you know, came from America, they went back to their mainland, they went back to Thailand, and then, you know, pioneered the rap scene out there for Thai rap, and then we just visited them for the first time, they showed us mad love, like shout out to them.
Yeah. And what other Asian artists, man? I know there's so many. If you had asked me this question in some other moment, man, I would rattle off probably like, we do like Asian guy talk about rap, you know, like those videos. So.
Oh, trust me, I can go on. I know you guys talk about the NBA a lot. I can go on all day with that as well. But for now, tell our audience how they can support you. They can follow you and all of your social medias.
Man,
obviously, Fung Bros, YouTube,
Yeah, I think a lot of people have seen a couple videos from us. I think a lot of people have seen a video.
Oh, of course.
But I think some people have obviously stopped watching the channel, which is totally cool. It happens.
Yeah, that's normal.
Natural progression.
I would say, I think we have a lot of cool videos coming out soon, especially from the Asia trip. That's kind of what we wanted to do. I think we needed a refresher on our channel. And I think people would understand when I say that, if you have been keeping up with the channel. So I still get a lot of like, hey, I love your 18 Types of Asian Girls. I was like, okay, that's like about 3.5 years old.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I understand. I love yeah. Asian parents.
That's a good video, man. Those are good. They're very relatable. Very
in Indonesia, yeah. they still love the Indomie video, 5 ways to cook Indomie. I got to give them another Indomie hit.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Got to get that.
Yeah, I mean, just check us out, man. Check out AB.
At Tang Mup, out of stock.
Out of stock, man. Check, follow us on Instagram. I think our Instagram stories are the most accurate way to peer into our life because we don't do like life vlogs as much. But believe me, and we've probably said this for the past year or so while we've been on the move, but we do want to do a lot of things with our channel that we just have not been able to do yet.
Yeah.
And we're just looking to meet the right people. So I would use this point at this time as a call out. And if it reaches anybody who wants to, not that, I didn't mean it like that.
No, no, that's
it. If it reaches any of these people,
yeah.
Please, you know, we're looking for more smart people to work with and
if you got something to say too, yeah.
Yeah, and if you got something to say, man, if you're just a creator and you got something to say and you think we'd vibe, honestly, hit me up, you know. Yeah, that's a call out for everybody.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, thank you very much, Andrew. Thank you very much, AB. It's been an absolute pleasure. I know myself, I've been following you guys. Oh, I've been following you since 2011 as well. So to finally have an interview like this, it's been somewhat surreal to me. So yeah, thank you very much, guys.
Man, that's so flattering.
Yeah. And for all our Asian Pop listeners, it's been Andrew, AB. Any last words, guys?
Shout out to Asian Pop Radio.
Oh, thank you.
Hey, yeah,
shout out
you
to Mike. Shout out to
one.
Jason, man. Shout out to Melbourne. Melbourne, right?
Melbourne, yeah.
Melbourne.
Yeah,
Melbourne.
Yeah.
Man, the trip has gone pretty well. And shout out to KK Day, who also has helped us with our trip too.
Oh, fantastic. My God. Yeah.
Great. They get a shout out. But man, keep it up, man. If you guys I would say this. Check in to our channel. Scroll down, you know, a page or two, see if there's anything you like. You know we make a lot of videos out about a lot of different topics. You know we're not a one-trick pony.
Yeah.
And you know that we never compromise ourselves. We don't compromise our integrity. We don't just do the most trendy things, which, you know, plays and doesn't play into our favor sometimes. Obviously, there's some pressure there as well. But we're just not good at it, to be honest. So we are going to do us. We're going to keep doing us, do us better and more frequently. And we're gonna give you guys a lot of interesting videos. So
yeah
it's been fun shooting these this tour. This tour was actually
I like
really
to bring
fun.
People into different worlds, man.
Yeah,
like we'll have conversations. Like, I'll set up a video with just somebody who tells me like, "Yo, my parents run like this cool, interesting shop." I'll be like, "Yo, that sounds interesting. I bet I could make a very decent video out of that."
Yeah,
let's do it.
Yeah,
and that way. I also get to help out as many people as possible, and I think that's very important.
Catch the Fung Bros 2017 Asian World Tour. Their video should be coming up very soon. And for us, we'll catch you on our next interview. Thanks.
Yes.
Thank you. Peace.
Later.
You've just heard an Asian Pop Radio podcast. Hear more by subscribing to Asian Pop Radio on iTunes or head to asianpopradio.com to see more.